Hey everybody, what's up? This is Anakin 1814 for a Thursday afternoon audio boo. What I'm going to talk about today is the new, and I say that in quotes, the new Michael Jackson album, the first release from Michael Jackson almost 18 months after he died. There's some controversy over this album, as there always seems to be over a new Michael Jackson release, so why would that be any different in his death? Controversy over whether or not this is actually Michael Jackson on the tracks. There's a couple tracks, probably the two actually that were released to the public early, that the vocals are definitely heavily layered. These songs were actually taken from incomplete recordings that Michael had shelved for one reason or another, and gone through with other producers and kind of clean them up and add whatever, update the sound, and make the new music. On the two that were initially released, the one single called Hold My Hand, which is a duet with Akon, an R&B singer, Akon almost sings more than Michael does, but it's definitely Michael Jackson on there, and it's a really good song. The one called Breaking News, that's the one where they're all saying it's a Michael Jackson impersonator, and I completely disagree. I've been listening to Michael Jackson music since I was 11 years old, and I have never stopped. Yes, his voice sounds different than Thriller or Off the Wall or Bad, but it sounds very much like his voice did back in the days of Invincible, kind of his last recordings in the 2000s. And I really think part of it's just because he matured. I think his voice was getting worn out, as some artists do. And I think with the amount of plastic surgery he had on his nose and lips, it probably even affected the way he, you know, that he was singing more from his throat, say, than using his mouth or something. So it's definitely him. His family, you know, they're in this to get publicity as much as the record company. Now, I don't know how I really feel about this being released without his wishes. As an artist myself, sometimes the thought of somebody taking my work and doing how they feel fit with it without my blessing is horrifying, but at other times it's actually a cool idea, the idea of somebody, you know, collaborating with me, putting their final touches on it as they think I would do it. So yeah, it's not 100% new Michael Jackson recording because of that, but it's a damn good album. There's some R&B stuff on there. There's a couple tracks that, man, his voice just sounds like it was recorded, you know, even before Off the Wall. Just some early stuff with his brothers, just that young, energetic, just that clean, beautiful voice that you know, stem from like Dancing Machine and Enjoy Yourself and Blame It on the Boogie and some of that stuff. There's other stuff where the voice is definitely the younger Michael Jackson, but the production of the music is very modern, very now, where some of the stuff is just more basic R&B or some of the orchestral stuff that he likes. But all the music has Michael's thumbprints on it for sure, and very much in the vein of a Michael Jackson album. So I've been listening to it a lot. I'm very excited about it. It's what, you know, it's bittersweet because you don't know if this would be what he wanted. Probably not. And yet to hear that voice after, you know, it's been since 2001 was his last recording with Invincible. It's just really good to hear this music and to hear some of these beautiful songs knowing he's passed away. As a lifelong fan, it's nice. It's a little closure. You know, it's a controversy, but as a fan, I'm just happy to get whatever I can of his music, whether it's unfinished or not. I just completely love this music. So that's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye.